Well, coming up on August 6th at New Hope Christian Church in Whitestown, Indiana, it's an event that will draw together farmers and missionaries from all around the U.S. with the goal of increasing food production in areas in need around the world. Also, the goal is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the NETCAP Annual Conference, once again August 6th in Whitestown. And this year's conference focusing on ministry opportunities around the world for people with knowledge in agriculture. And the event is supported by Agri Stewards and the Halpert Institute for Agricultural Studies at Huntington University. Joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Brian Smith. He's the founder of two separate Christian ministries. The first is Agri Stewards. The second is the Network of Christian Agricultural Professionals, NETCAP for short, which is hosting the annual conference. First of all, Brian, tell us all about the Christian Farm Ministry, how Agri Stewards was developed, and how NETCAP was developed.
One of the primary goals or functions of Agri Stewards is to teach and promote a program called Farming God's Way that originated in Africa and is spreading all around the world. And we've hosted this Farming God's Way conference a number of years here in Indiana. And as the years went by, I had a number of people say, Brian, we love Farming God's Way and the message it sends and teaches, but we don't feel called to go be teachers. How can we get involved? And so one of the amazing things God's done since I started Agri Stewards is just networking. It's just amazing how God connects people and just one thing leads to another. I say God's the best networker I know. And so we created NETCAP just for the sole purpose of trying to network with one another.
And Brian, if you can tell me also about Agri Stewards, because that's a program that you also founded with some help from Bob, Don, and Dean Lamb of Lamb Farms there in Boone County. Also, tell me about Agri Stewards and that program as well.
I was involved in some church work, and the church was kind of going in a different direction than I wanted to go. And I was looking for something else to do. And I called Don Lamb. I have some ag background from northern Indiana, the Uniondale, Indiana area. Had a grandfather and uncle that farmed growing up. And so I called just to see. I know most farmers need a little help during harvest. And so in 2010, I called to see if I could come help the lambs with the harvest while I was trying to figure out what was next. And Don just said, well, why don't you come work for us full time? And when we're not busy in the fields, you can go and do missions. And as I thought more and more about that, I called him back the next day. I said, are you serious about that? And he said, I don't know. Come up and let's talk. And so I came and met with Bob and Don and Dean, and we agreed for me to help during the fall and the harvest and then attend a missionary convention that happens every year. And just to go see what kind of needs there were for agriculture on the missions field. And so we went and learned of a need in Kenya and helped them improve their crops. And pretty soon other missionaries began to call asking if we could come and help them as well. And just one thing has led to another and snowballed. And I now have been in 26 different countries over the past 15 years, helping mostly subsistence farmers improve their agriculture.
Brian, what can you also tell me about vegetable training that's taking place on August 11th and 12th at the Straight Up Life Ministries?
Sure. The original Farming God's Way training, the three-day conference we hold, is really focused on corn and beans because that's the main crop of most of Africa. And as Farming God's Way began to spread around the world, we started getting more and more questions about vegetables. And so we've added this additional two-day training. We're actually going to build a compost pile and talk about nurseries and rotations, and it'll have a little bit more focus on vegetables, where the three-day training is more focused on corn and beans.
Chatting with Brian Smith here on Hoosier Ag Today, you mentioned having traveled extensively to do the mission work that you do on behalf of Agri Stewards and the Network of Christian Agricultural Professionals. We certainly take a lot of things for granted, the equipment, the technology. We have so much at our disposal that so many other countries and cultures just, they don't have those tools in their toolbox. Is that the biggest challenge that you come across when you travel and do the mission work that you do, Brian?
I would just say a lack of knowledge is the biggest hurdle. Most farmers have never had any agricultural training. They don't understand when they're carrying their crops away from their field. They're taking nutrients from the soil. And if they want to continue to produce at a high level, they've got to give back to the soil. So I would say depleted soils is probably the number one issue I see when I travel and teach.
In addition to the NETCAP annual conference, you also have an event at New Hope Christian Church the following day, August 7th, 8th, and 9th. What can you tell me about Farming God's Way, Brian?
It's actually a program that originated in Africa. And I just love the balance of helping people both physically and spiritually. You know, when Jesus had his ministry here on earth, he helped people both physically and spiritually. He fed the 5,000, healed the lame, but he also gave his life for us. And so Farming God's Way, a third of the lessons are biblical lessons, a third on management, and a third on technology. And it's designed to help produce more food, but also draw people closer to God, the creator of heaven and earth.
Brian, I know at the NETCAP annual conference on August 6th that one of the sponsors is Huntington University, the Halpert Institute of Agricultural Studies at Huntington University. I know that Jessica Graves will be among the folks participating in the NETCAP annual conference, and she is actually in Central America right now doing mission work with some students from Huntington University. She's in Guatemala as we speak. And Huntington University, they have launched a master's program and certificate for international agriculture for students to study who have that passion, that have that heart for serving others in mission work outside the U.S. It has to warm your heart to see that Huntington University is launching this new program with Jessica and looking to help train students to serve God's will and to do God's work to help farmers and to teach others in underserved areas all around the world, Brian.
Yeah, we've had a long connection with Huntington University. Dr. Ramey Porter has been to many of our conferences and invites me up to speak to his classes. And he invited Dr. Jessica Graves last year, was her first year at the event. And she's just fallen in love with Farming God's Way and the message it promotes. And so we're excited to work very closely with Huntington University.
And Brian, I think most importantly, not only do you have that opportunity to get in front of these folks in Asia, in Africa, in South America, this gives you that opportunity to also be able to preach the gospel and teach them about Jesus Christ and to be able to teach that message to folks around the world. I think certainly must be the biggest factor in all of this and the most satisfying factor in all of this, Brian.
Yeah, one of our key verses is John 10:10. And a lot of times I'll ask these farmers, how many of you here are living the abundant life? And why aren't we as Christians, if we have Jesus in our lives, we should be living the abundant life. And it's because Satan is the thief that comes to steal and destroy and take away. And so we talk about agriculture even through those spiritual lenses of depending upon God, we can learn how to take care of soils. We imitate our Heavenly Father. What we see Him do in creation, we try to do on the farm. And that we can live an abundant life, even if we're a subsistence farmer doing 1 or 2 acres by hand. We've seen transformation of families when they apply Farming God's Way.
And Brian, when it comes to both the NETCAP annual conference and Farming God's Way program, how can folks sign up? I know the deadline is fast approaching.
Yeah, they can just go to our website, agristewards.org, and we have an events page there, and they can sign up there and get a hold of me if they have any further questions about the event as well.
Once again, Brian Smith, the founder of AgriStewards, also the founder of the Network of Christian Agricultural Professionals, or NETCAP for short, their annual conference coming up August 6th at New Hope Christian Church, and then on August 7th, 8th, and 9th, also at New Hope Christian Church. It's the Farming God's Way program and the Farming God's Way training, and you can sign up for the conference. You have to do so by July 30th, and you can go to agristewards.org. We'll also have the link at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. Once again, a special thanks to Huntington University, the Halpert Institute for Agricultural Studies at Huntington University, as well as Lamb Farms. And a big thanks to you, Brian, for putting this together. Brian, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today, and best of luck with the NETCAP annual conference coming up here on August 6th. We certainly appreciate your time here today on Hoosier Ag Today, Brian.
Well, thank you for this opportunity to help get the word out. It's much appreciated.